Hello, this is Janet Meshuggah Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. We're talking about, and we only have a couple of days left, on Do Not Be Deceived. Oh, the last time we were talking about the fact that deception can come in when we think that God doesn't want good things for us, or that He's going to take our chance for happiness away. You know, in order to really receive answers from prayer from God. Answers for prayer from God is to really believe that what the scripture says, He works all things together for your good. He does really know more about ourselves than we know. You know, there have been things just, I mean, a person might think insignificant things that I would have never thought would have been my choice. You know what I'm saying, in terms of my own thinking. And yet the Lord would work things in such a way that I was able to get something that wasn't what I had had in mind. And yet I was so happy with it, so satisfied, so pleased. That lets me know, of course we know it, but we've got to believe it and trust that God does know us better than we know ourselves. Now, certainly it's not going to be what your flesh may want. You know, if you're just thinking in terms of carnality, but as far as what is really going to satisfy your soul, He knows, and He really wants you to be able to fulfill your calling in Him. I mean, you don't have a bigger cheerleader than the Lord, because He created you as an eternal gifted spirit. He has prepared you to do a work. He wants His Holy Spirit to be in you, to guide you into all truth and into your mission and into your purpose. Oh, He's not trying to keep you down. He's not trying to thwart you. He wants good things for you. But think back. We mentioned a couple of days ago about the deception with Eve, and she said, the serpent deceived me. But how did He come about doing that? He said, has God said? And then, you know, he questioned the word of God. Then he says, well, you see, God knows that in the day that you eat that fruit, you're going to be like Him. That feeling of thinking that God's not going to give you what you need, but there's a better idea out there, a better way of doing, leads you straight. I mean, no detour, straight into deception. Listen to this, Colossians 2, 6 through 8. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. In other words, once you've received Him, you recognize you need a Savior and you have one, and that Savior is Jesus Christ. Now, walk in Him. What does that mean? His Holy Spirit in you, leading you, guiding you, being obedient to what He says. Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith. Rooted and built up. You see, all those areas we talked about a couple of days ago that are unsubmitted, there's no roots of the Word in those areas because you haven't let the Word challenge them. The challenge is by the Spirit. This is so good. I have not thought about it this way before. The challenge of the Word is like the plow that goes in there and plows up the ground, turns over the hard clay in some instances, or clumps of dirt. The Word goes in there so that then the Lord's Spirit can lead you and guide you on the inside of you. If you won't let the Word challenge you, see, if you let the Word challenge you, it will do its own plowing, and then it will be planted and it will be rooted into all the areas where you allow it. Otherwise, you're strong in some areas and weak in some areas. And you may say, well, I didn't know that was possible. You know, you say you can't be in light and darkness at the same time. That's true. But there is such a thing as being double-minded, in that you may have accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. You know that you have need of Him, and to a great extent you're following what He said, but again, you have these little pet monsters in the areas that aren't submitted. Those are the areas where deception can come in and actually take you into darkness, because what is not exposed to the light is subject to the influence of darkness. It says, rooted and built up in Him and established. It's when His Word goes all the way through you and sets roots all the way into you, all of your areas of your mind, your thoughts. You know, some people, they're trying to live very good lives now, and I put it that way because they're struggling. because they won't forget their past. Maybe it was a hurt. Maybe it was a rejection. And you're vulnerable to deception then, because those are areas where the devil can have influence, because it's not exposed to the light. Because if you expose it to the light, you have to put it behind. As the Apostle Paul said, he said, this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind, I reach forward for that prize, that upward call through to God through Jesus Christ. The upward call, the call from heaven to bring us up where Christ is. Not just in eternity, but now to be able to live. You know, the scripture in Colossians that says, set your mind where Christ is, in heavenly places, with Him. How do you do that? On the things that please Him. On His words. Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. You know, the scripture that said the Lord loves a cheerful giver. He also loves a cheerful receiver, in terms of you give your life and then you receive His word with gladness. Now listen to this in verse 8, Colossians 2. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit. What does that mean in terms of empty deceit? It's saying that it's offering you something great, but there's nothing in it to satisfy. Now, there is something in it, a hook, to take you into darkness. They have these silly game shows, and I'm sure y'all have all seen this before too, where a person will have a great prize, and then they're offered the opportunity to maybe go for a different door or something. And the greed in them makes them let go of this good prize, because, oh, it's obviously got to be something better over there. And, oh, they end up with some kind of a false prize. You know, a goat. I think it was one of the shows used to have a goat in the hay or whatever. It's like, you know, you just gave up a new car for that. We don't want those cheap shots in our life. We don't want, that. This word I've been trying to think of, gag gift. We don't want a gag gift. We want true satisfaction through Jesus Christ. Oh, but we just, somebody can talk a good game. Now, I know, you know, none of you have ever been subject to someone that talked a good game, but then didn't quite do what they said they were going to do, or maybe treated you badly. Says, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit. You know, philosophy, oh, these, there's some now, oh, they're so wise. This is in big quotes. So, so wise that they're just wiser than God. You know, of course, in their own mind, but, and they can just tell you what the word really means and a better way. And the whole idea about the human spirit, you know, that we know a way. Outside of Christ, we don't know the way. Remember what the word says? The heart is deceitfully wicked. Who knows it? That's talking about the heart that has not been renewed by Jesus Christ. It says only the Lord knows how wicked that heart is. Oh, no. I want what God wants. And I don't want to let some, you know, big talker, some new way of being and doing, something new revelation, take me away from the truth, because it'll build you up to let you down. So beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. It doesn't matter what the world tries to show as being, well, this is love, this is charity, this is giving, this is kindness. And I've talked to you about this before, the hypocrisy in that. It doesn't matter what they say. If Christ is not involved, there's no goodness in it. At the bottom of it all is darkness and deceit, wickedness, separation from God. Ephesians 5:6-8 says something very similar. Let no one deceive you with empty words. That, as I can recall, I believe in the Amplified, that stated as ineffective words, empty, and that they have no power, no for positive good or for change. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. What things? The deception, and then what you walk into because of the deception. And also those that are offering those empty words will have the wrath of God upon them as well. Upon the sons of disobedience. How can you be a disobedient son unless you were a son to begin with? Thought about that. Those that have accepted Jesus Christ and yet are not obedient to Him, wrath of God still is there to some extent or another. And, you know, I find it difficult to find the reason why people want to argue that you can sin and still be saved. Well, of course, we know that we have an advocate, Jesus Christ, that if we sin and we repent, that He forgives us. But I don't know why people want to say you can just live anyway and still it's all going to be all right. Because to me, if you love Jesus, you'll do as Jesus said, if you love me, you'll do what I say. And I bring that to you quite often because you know what? We need to remind ourselves of that. Let me begin that again at the beginning. Let no one deceive you with empty words, but because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. What? The sons of disobedience. Say, well, I'm just a designated driver. Really? You know, I don't even have to go there. You know in your heart the right thing. But see, we so often override that because we so want to do what we want to do, and that never turns out well. For you were once darkness. Don't you think about the way that's stated? It doesn't say you were in darkness. It says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Choice between darkness and light. That's an easy choice to make. But see, it's never presented as a choice of darkness and light. It's presented as, oh, this is what you really want, but this is what God is going to make you do. Oh, what deceit is in that. We've run out of time for this time, but I want to ask you this. Do you want to be a partaker of the light? Of course you do. Well, do you want to walk in the light as He is in the light? Of course you do. Well, don't be a part of darkness. Even if you say, I'm just going along. These are just my friends. I'm not. No, it's not conducive to spiritual growth and will lead you into darkness. Do you want to have wisdom concerning that? Let's pray about that. Father, I thank you that your word is true. You said if anybody lacks wisdom, all we have to do is ask and you'll give it to us, and you won't even correct us about not having wisdom to begin with. Lord, we need wisdom to know where to be and not to be, our associations with those with whom we fellowship, what we watch, what we do, Lord. We want all things to be expedient in terms of our relationship with you and our mission in this earth in these last days. Lord, help us to know the way. Lord, I know that this is possible because you've already rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake through Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. And it is in His name and authority and under His blood that we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, you know the old saying, you can't tell a book by its cover. But you know what? A lot of times that's just the way we make major life choices. Something looks good to our flesh, but we don't wonder about it. We certainly don't see the hook in it. Oh, let's don't do that. Let's go by the Spirit, and we'll never be led astray. Now, you remember this, that I am praying for you.